Jim, you must have had a great time on the Phenomenon Show, huh?
I had a blast. And let me tell you something. I made 9 friends for life, including these two right here, all right?
Woo-hoo!
Probably 2 of the better.
That's
a blast. We had a blast.
Now you were, I don't want to use the word booted off, but you were one of the contestants,
yeah.
Right? And then they moved you off. But you were on again tonight doing a skit.
Yeah.
As so many of the others were, right?
What it was I did my bear trap in week 1.
Yeah.
And I think I came across as too much of the madman.
You scared them.
Yeah, I think I scared people a little bit. I should have came across with some of my memory stuff or my little mind reading stuff. I don't know. I scare people off, I think, especially the woman population. And plus with Boston Red Sox playing the World Series that night. That took a lot of my Northeast fans away.
That was the debut, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the first
show.
Yeah,
living in upstate New York and all my Allentown fans. I think a lot of those watched the game. So,
well, now, in Ohio, of course, they're going wild over Angela Funovitz, who came very close to getting Mike Super. And Angela was the one, of course, you're the only woman there, but you were running around with a chainsaw.
I absolutely was. It was a lot of fun.
How did you conceive of that bit?
You know what? When we come on this show, I think we're all pushed. People want us to push our boundaries, you know, and we'd want to do big and crazy stuff for television. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. So, I mean, we just dreamed up the craziest thing we could possibly do. And that's what came out.
You put a guy in 1 of 4 boxes.
Yes.
And you chainsawed down 3 of them.
Yes.
Fortunately, not the one
that he was in. Actually, we had a curtain lowered, and Dana Devon put Ross Matthews into 1 of the boxes without anybody seeing, you know, which box he was in. They brought the curtain up. I had the audience help me make decisions as to which boxes I would be chainsawing.
Were you nervous at all?
You know what? When you get out there, you can't be nervous when you're doing something like that.
Okay.
It's hard, but you cannot be.
In your heart, did you know you weren't going to saw through him?
In my heart, I knew that I was not going to hurt this guy, because I wouldn't have done it had I known that I was going to hurt him.
Now, what would have happened had the box been sawed and there he was in 2 pieces?
We would have been in a lot of trouble. More so, he would have been in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
but no, that would not have happened. I wouldn't have let it.
But you had fun.
I had so much fun.
How did they find you? How did they find you, Mike? But Mike, you can come in here, too. How did they find you, too, for the show?
Ladies first.
Well, they were actually holding casting calls in Las Vegas, and I wasn't there, but they told me that people were mentioning my name. So what they did is they plugged my name into MySpace, found my MySpace, and wrote to me from there.
Now, did you believe it when you first got a message from somebody?
When I first got it, I mean, I was a little bit skeptical. You know, I didn't want to put myself through a competition like that. I mean, it's a little intimidating. But I just went for it, you know? I mean, what have I got to lose, really?
And Mike, how'd they find you?
They called me out of the blue. I've been touring forever, longer than I care.
Really?
To
okay.
Think. Yeah.
How long were the East Coast or all over the
No, place? All over the U.S., college circuit, and I do a lot of the theaters, you know, in cities.
Okay.
And somehow they got a tape of me from somebody else saying, oh, this guy would be great for your show. And because I mix magic and mentalism in my show, always have. It's been, you know, I have 2 loves and I can't decide between them. They're both my kids. So they called me. I didn't want to do it. They said, well, we have your tape. We really like your stuff. Could you send us some more? And I said, you know, I really don't want to compete. And they said, just send us stuff and then we'll decide. And I did. And the producers liked it and came out and talked to them. Oh, yeah, this is going to be fantastic. Then I became the 11th man because they didn't feel I was dark enough for the show.
Right.
And then the format changed. And they, at midnight before the show aired, they were kind enough to let me come on the show. And for me, at least, it worked out really, really well.
Super. And Jim, I got to believe they knew of you from the get-go. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. I was a little skeptical about coming out because of the competition. You have to give up a lot of work. Like, we all casted in different locations. I think Angela was Vegas, Mike was in L.A., and I casted in New York City.
Okay.
And, you know, you have to give up a lot of shows to come out here
And the shows are your income stream, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it was well worth it. It was well worth it. And like I said, what I came away with, especially after tonight's show, I mean, I had a tear when Guy Baveley was voted off. I had a tear in my eye because I love that man. And then,
I heard Oz and Ooze.
Yeah, he's guy. I love happened. Guy. Yeah,
guy's a great mentalist, and so is Aaron Raven.
And everybody, Jerry McCabe, the whole crew. Everybody was great. Everybody, and you don't want to see anybody voted off. But
no, your friends are basically what happens. You see your friends start.
We actually bonded. All of us bonded, George. Yeah. It was amazing. It was.
So, Angela, do you do this for a living?
Oh my gosh, no, I'm actually a medical student.
What?
And I've been doing this on the side for years and years and years. And you know what? This is what finally gave me the opportunity to set school aside for a little bit of time, you know, and just push myself with performing. And I have grown so much as a result of this. It's been absolutely amazing.
You know what? What is going to be fun is to watch what happens to all of you. Just because, you know, Ryan Seacrest does a syndicated radio show, so his offices are next to mine here at this network, on the radio end. But it's kind of neat to watch what happens to the winners and the people who come in second place, sometimes even third place, fourth place. Your careers are just beginning. You know that, don't you?
They absolutely are, especially for me.
Jim and I were just talking about this. The producers gave us an amazing opportunity, each and every one of us.
Seriously.
And, you know, I've been touring for a long time, and all of a sudden, my shows that are booked clear into next year are already sold out. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them tonight very tearfully that they changed my life in a way I'll never be able to repay them for. We performed for more people on the first show than we have our entire live careers.
Are you all in shock?
Yes.
I'm in shock. Yeah.
Me too.
See, this program dives into the supernatural and the unusual and mysteries. Mm-hmm. But also we talk a lot about synchronicity. We talk about how good things happen to people who believe. So I'm going to ask all of you individually. I'll start with you, Jimmy. Did you always believe something like this would happen to you?
You know what? Ever since elementary school, I always thought something, I'm different from somebody, from everybody in the school. And all my life I always thought that. And took a long time for me, though. Angela's 20 and it's happening already. God, it's incredible.
How about you, Ann? Did you always have this belief that one day something was going to happen?
You know, I always dreamed of it. I dreamed of it, but I don't know that I always believed in it. But I was on this show because somebody somewhere out there believed in me. You know, and somewhere throughout this whole competition and all the craziness, I think I've actually learned how to believe in myself. And that's probably been the most amazing thing. Somehow I think that I'm getting there, that I'm starting to see that amazing things really are possible.